This audio was performed by Appetizing Astrid. That's me. And written by Filthy Rotten Whore. Which, to be fair, that kind of applies to both of us. Alright, well, let's get started.
I'm 19 years old, and I love cum. I love the way it tastes, I love the way it smells, I love the way it feels in the back of my throat. I love scooping it up and licking it off my fingers. It all started with my boyfriend. He was the first one that I ever had. We were in his basement and the lights were dim. The air was thick with the scent of pot, and I think there was the faint hum of a PlayStation left on pause in the background. You know, I'd never gone down on anyone before, but he said I was beautiful and that he needed it. So, I slid my lips around it. You know, I was nervous at first, but I could feel the pulse of his veins against my tongue. And to tell you the truth, he didn't really last long. He groaned, he had his hands all tangled up in my hair, and then it happened. That first spurt hit the back of my mouth and it was so warm and salty. It was a little bit bitter, but it was thick, like melted butter, but sharper. You know, I didn't spit it out. I swallowed. And I let it just coat my throat, and that was when something clicked inside of me. It wasn't just good. It was everything. He thought it was hot at first. You know, I'd crawl under the covers every morning. I'd wake him up with my mouth just sucking until he shuddered and filled me with that taste that I just couldn't get enough of. I'd hold it on my tongue after, you know, kind of rolling it around, savoring the way that it clung to the roof of my mouth, and that faint tang that lingered even after I swallowed. I licked my lips, and I chased every last drop, and he laughed. He called me his little freak, you know. But I wasn't joking. I'd beg him for it. Before breakfast, between classes, in the middle of the night when he was half asleep, I'd always crawl over, kneel between his legs, my hand stroking him and my tongue just flicking over the tip, just waiting for that moment when he'd tense up and give me what I wanted. At first, you know, he couldn't believe his luck. A girlfriend who just lived to suck him off. He bragged about me to all his friends. You know, I found that out later. But then, he got kinda old. He'd push me away, you know, say he was tired. He said his dick hurt from how much I drained him, but I didn't care. I needed it. I'd wait until he was hard again. Maybe he was watching TV, sometimes he was playing games. And I'd just slide down, ignoring his protests until he gave in and let me have what I needed. And he couldn't keep up. I could see it in his eyes. The way they were always so dull whenever I asked for more. At first it was 3 times a day, then 5 times a day, but it was never enough. I licked the pre-cum off his tip just to tide me over. You know, I moaned softly as he hit my taste buds, but it was never as good as the real thing. So it's not my proudest moment, but I started sneaking around. His best friend caught me staring at his crotch one night when we were all hanging out, and boy, I didn't even hesitate. I followed him to the bathroom, I dropped to my knees on that cold towel, and I pulled him out. And he was bigger than my boyfriend, thicker, and oh, when he came, it was a flood. Hot ropes of it splashing against my tongue, dripping down my chin. I scooped it up with my fingers, sucking them clean and letting that taste settle into me. At the time, I didn't feel guilty. I just felt alive. After that, I'm sure you can guess what happened next. I blew all his friends, one by one. In the garage, in the backseat of their cars, in the alley behind the bar, I'd kneel there, my knees scraping against gravel or carpet, and my mouth just working them until they groaned and unleashed it, and then they gave me those thick, creamy loads, and I'd swallow them down like it was water in a desert. I'd play with it sometimes, letting it pool on my tongue, swirling it around before just finally tilting my head back and letting it slide down my throat. Warm and perfect. And of course, my boyfriend found out. Someone sent him a video. It was me on my knees in a parking lot with some guy's hands in my hair and my lips stretched around his cock as it finished in my mouth. And I didn't even try to explain. He yelled at me, called me a slut, he walked out, but I didn't care. I got what I needed. But it wasn't enough anymore. I worked at a department store, folding clothes, ringing up customers. It was boring. However, there were some guys there. Sales guys in tight jeans, managers with wedding rings. I started with one of them in the break room. He was leaning against the vending machine, and I just walked over, sank to my knees, and unzipped him. He didn't stop me, of course. His cum was thinner than I liked, but it was still good. He was hitting my tongue in just quick little spurts, and I swallowed it all, of course. You know, I licked his tip clean when he was panting above me, and after that, well, word spread. Soon, I was sucking off half the staff. The delivery guys on the loading dock, the cashiers behind the counter after hours. I'd take them in my mouth one after another, feeling their cocks twitch as I hollowed out my cheeks, tasting the differences in every load. Some were salty, some were sweet, some were so thick I had to work to get it all down. I'd let it drip sometimes. I'd always scoop it back in with my fingers. I wanted to make sure I sucked it until there was nothing left. And, you know, one thing led to another, and it all kind of escalated. The customers started hearing about it, so I'd lead them to the dressing rooms, kneeling on the carpeted floor with my hands braced against their thighs as I worked them with my mouse. They'd line up, the guys I didn't even know, and their pants were already undone by the time I got to them. I'd suck them off fast, one after another, taking their cum on my tongue with a load still in my mouth. Some would try to pull out and shoot across my face, and those hot streaks would land on my cheeks or my nose or my eyelids. But of course, I'd drag my fingers through it, collect all the drops, and then lick them clean. And that taste would always explode in my mouth as I swallow. My jaw would ache, my knees would bruise, but of course, I didn't stop. I couldn't. And my boss caught me one day. There was a line of six guys just waiting outside the dressing room stall. He dragged me to his office, yelling about how corporate was going to have his ass if they found out. Well, I didn't argue, but I had some special skills at that point. I just dropped to my knees, unzipped him, and took him into my mouth. He was older. His cum was kind of bitter and heavy. But I drank it all down anyway, letting it coat my throat as he gripped my hair. And his wife found out. One day, she walked in on me under his desk with my lips wrapped around him as he groaned. He screamed, and I was so fired that day, but I didn't care. I'd gotten what I needed. I found a new job at an adult video store. It was perfect. The air smelled like stale cigarettes and lube, and there was a glory hole in the back in one of the video booths. It was this jagged circle that was cut into the plywood wall, and I would sit there for hours, my knees on a dirty cushion, waiting for cocks to slide through. I wouldn't say I was very productive otherwise, but they'd come in one after another, stiff and anonymous, and I'd take them all. I'd run my tongue along the shafts, feeling the veins pulse and tasting that sweat and pre-cum before they'd erupt. Some of the loads were small, just like a quick little splash I'd swallowed down. Others were massive. They'd gush into my mouth so fast I'd choke a little. The cum was spilling over my lips as I'd try to keep up, and I'd play with that kind of cum. You know, I'd let it sit on my tongue, gargle it a little bit softly before letting it drip down my throat. Oh, when I tell you, I licked that wall clean so many times, tasting any of the stray drops that dripped through. It was a steady supply, but it still wasn't enough. I started visiting the other glory holes around town. With some dingy bars, gas stations, bathrooms, just anywhere I heard about online. I'd spend whole days on my knees. My lips got chapped, my throat was raw. I was swallowing load after load. I'd lose track some days. 10, 20, 30 guys? They'd come all kind of mixed together in my stomach, but it was this warm weight that never really satisfied me, you know? So, eventually, I moved on to the truck stops. I'd walk the lots at night with my hair pulled back and my knees ready. Truckers, those kind of guys, they're real easy. They'd see me coming. They'd open up their doors. Their pants would already be down. So I would climb into their cabs, kneeling on the sticky seats, and suck them off. Their cocks were kind of gross. You know, unwashed sometimes, but honestly, at that point, I didn't really care. I'd bury my nose into their pubes, my tongue swirling around their shafts, my hands pumping until they groaned and shot into my mouth. Some would grab my head, try to force it deeper. The cum flooded my throat so fast I'd gag. The tears would be streaking down my face as I swallowed. Others would pull out, paint my face with it. Ropes of white landing on my forehead or my eyelids, but I always had my tongue sticking out to catch what I could. And I'd scrape it off with my nails, suck my fingers clean, and I'd do dozens in a day. My jaw got kind of sore, my stomach full, but it was never enough. I'd sit there after, cum drying on my skin, and feel empty. Now I'm here, sitting in front of a video camera, telling you all this. It's kind of wild to think about. How it started with just one load, and now, well, look around. There's what, like 100 guys here? They've got all their cocks out. Big ones, small ones, all hard and ready. I'm gonna suck every single one of them. Taste every load. Let them cover me. I can already smell it in the air. It's that raw, salty scent, and my mouth is just watering thinking about it. All these guys are gonna line up, and I'm gonna take them all, one by one. Maybe even two or three at a time if some of y'all are okay with sharing. Until I'm drowning in it. Hot, sticky spunk, coating my tongue, my face, my throat. Oh, it's gonna be a mess, and I can't wait. So, everybody ready? All right, let's get started.